Yom Beis Derech Chodesh Adar Aleph Toshin Samiches, February 6, 2008. Good Chodesh, welcome everyone. The Shir number 76. We are on part 3 in the Berachas Yoitzer Ar in the Shacharis, and specifically we can be found on page 86 of the regular Art Scroll Hebrew English Seder. By the Tefillah of Kel Baruch Gedol Deyo. Just to, for our listeners and to refresh our minds, we are holding in the introduction to the brachas of Kriya Shema. That's what we're holding right now. And the reason why these brachas are here is because we are on the way to accept upon ourselves Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. We're coming to accept God as our King by saying the Shema. That being the case, the Rambam tells us that there are two ways in this world which we see God, which we can come to see God. And what are those two ways? We mentioned one in nature and one in the Torah itself. So first we begin with discussions of the great luminaries, the sun, the power of the sun, and its the stars, and so on and so forth, and nature at large. To see Hashem in all these different aspects of nature. And then we continue to Ava Rabbah, to the bracha which precedes the Kriya Shema itself. And that is the bracha of Torah, of Limra Torah. So we are now in the bracha of Yoitzer Ar Uvari Choshech, and more specifically of Kel Baruch Gedol Deyo. We ended off last week with the words right before that, when we mentioned that Hashem has mercy on us in the four different stages of man's life, from infancy to the next stage, adolescence, thank you, then a mature adult, and then the next stage when the person is ready, an older person, and he's winding down until the end of his life. And we thank God for having mercy on all us in every single stage of our lives. And we continue straight into the next part of the tefillah, as it says as follows. We can follow along. Kel Baruch, we'll just read it through and we'll come back to explain some different points. Kel Baruch Gedol Deyo Hechi Nufal Zohari Chama Toiv Yotzar Kovad Lishmoy Moiris Nosan Siviva Suzai Pinas Savakov Kedoshin Roime Shakai. Question or not whether that's the shame of Hashem. Those Pinas Savov Kedoshin Tavim Misapin Roime Shakai Tavim Misapin Kivoid Kel Ukdu Shosa. What does this all mean? Kel Baruch, the Blessed Almighty, Gedol Deya, great in knowledge, Heichi Nufal, prepared and made, Zohari Chama, the rays of the sun, Hashem made the rays of the sun, Toiv Yotzar, the good one created everything, Hashem created everything, Kovod L'Shmoy, for the glory of His name, focused on the word Kovod and glory, not honor, but glory. Mo'iris Nosan, the luminaries He set, Seviva Is Uzoi, around His strength, His throne, Pinot Savav Kedoshim, the chiefs of His hosts are holy beings, the Malachim, the angels, Ra'imei Shakai, Shakai is the name of Hashem, the exalters of Shakai, when the Malachim sing God's praise, Tamid Misabrim Kevod Kel, continually they recount the glory of the Almighty, of Hashem, Ukdushase, and His holiness. There's obviously the first question which one who was using the Art Scroll has to ask, because they did a nice thing for us, and they highlighted the letters over there. Which letters? The letters, because we see that this is the Aleph Beis. If one would use a regular sitter and just read the words, he might not focus and realize that. But we have to thank those publishers who published the Siddurim by bolding these letters that begin with Aleph Beis. And the whole, it starts with Kel Baruch all the way down to Tavin Nisampin Kevoid Kel Ukdushosoi. We have all 22 letters of the Aleph Beis here, and the question is why. But before we come to answer that question, we're going to say over from Rav Schwab Zatzal. As Rav Schwab explains that this is a ladder going higher and higher, as we know ourselves, that this tefillah corresponds to the Kodesh, the sanctuary in the Beis HaMikdash, and eventually we are going to wear to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Holy of Holies. So in a separate point, we are climbing a ladder in this tefillah specifically, explains Rosh Hashanah, from the physical world directly up to the spiritual world. And we begin as follows. Kel Baruch Gdol Deyod, the Almighty blessed, the one of great knowledge, the first step on this ladder, the first rung, describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who created human beings on earth and has given them Deya. What is Deya? Deya is intelligence. God has given us intelligence. As we say in the Davin Yishmon Esrei, Ata Chaynein L'odom Da'as. You mercifully bestow knowledge to man. So here we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one from whom all intelligence originates. Hashem is the one who gives us all of this knowledge, all of the ability to attain knowledge, the intelligence. The starting point is the intelligence. He is the Gedol Deyo, the one with whom has the supreme knowledge. So the first step is what? Is that God is the Gedol Deyo. He has the supreme knowledge. Everything else comes from Him. That's the step, first step on the rung here on the ladder. Heichi nofal zari chama. He has prepared and made work the rays of the sun. As we know that if the sun would be a little farther away, we'd freeze. A little closer, we'd burn. Everything is specifically in its right spot so we can benefit from its rays. He has prepared and made work the rays of the sun, the rung on this ladder. We now rise from the earth to our solar system, the next level, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planted our sun to shine on all its planets. That is, Heichi Nofal Zahari Chama. He has prepared and made work the rays of the sun. The next rung on this ladder, Toiv Yotzar Kova Lishmoy. He formed all this goodness as glory for His name. We're climbing higher from the physical world. We went to the solar system, now with all the heavenly bodies. And according to Rav Shamshal Fall Hirsch, when we say Toiv over here, Toiv Yasar Kovel Lishmoy, it's a metaphor for all the creation. As we say, Vayar Elakim Eskol Asher Oso Bnei Toiv Moid. God saw, Vayar He saw, Eskol Asher Oso, all that He has created. And what did He say? It was good. Toiv Moid. On a side point, Rav Miller Zetzal, he would say that if God says the world is good, He doesn't appreciate if man comes along and says, what kind of world is this? Oh, this is not a good world. God said, Vayar Elokim ki toiv. Toiv moid. It's a good world. Man's differing. He argues with God. It's not appropriate. We have to make sure we view things with the same viewpoint, the same glasses as the way God saw things. So as we continue with Rav Shamshon Fall Hirsch, he is saying that Toiv over here is a metaphor for all of creation. God saw all that He has made, and behold, it was very good. So therefore, when we understand the words here, Toiv Yotza Kova Lishmoy, the phrase over here is meaning He formed all this goodness as glory for His name. Kovod here is not honor, but glory. As Chazal tell us, Kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu b'olamai, like bara elech vayda, the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, in Perek Vav, chapter 6, Mishnah Yud Aleph, the 11th Mishnah tells us, all that the Holy One, blessed be He, created in His world, He created solely for His glory. Kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu b'olamai, everything God created in His world, He created it for His glory. Like baroi elech vayda, for His glory. What does that mean? We're saying here, not covet is honor, which is usually the way we understand the word covet to be translated is, but rather, the glory here is a different meaning. Glory means, see my hand, see me as God, as the one in charge of the bananas that weren't destroyed by the cold front which we discussed. See my glory. That's what we're saying over here. With the meaning and affirmation that He exists, that there is an active, living, powerful God. He makes His presence known by the virtue of His creations. As the Schwab explains from Rosham Shel Fal Hirsch. And we see this concept even more so in the Parshas B'Shalach. Perek Yudal, Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk says, V'chizak Yisleif Paroi, I will harden the heart. Hashem says of Paro, V'rodaf Achareyem, Paro is now going to run after Klal Yisrael. V'kovdo B'Faroi V'chol Cheiloi, V'yodu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem V'yasuchem. V'kovdo B'Faroi, I wish to make Paro know that I exist. When we say glory here, not honor, but glory, glory means that I exist. And we know what happened next. They ran after them, as we'd learned in the Oz Yashir, and they saw that God exists. When Bnei Yisrael walked through the dry land, and they followed afterwards, and they drowned in the sea, they saw that God exists. And that's what we're saying over here. Toiv yotzar kovad lishmoi. Toiv, everything God created, the whole entire creation, the whole entire world, it's kovad lishmoi. It's for what purpose? For His glory, to see Him, to see that He exists in this world. We continue. Mo'ayres nosan sevivos uzoi. He has therefore placed the luminaries, the lights, surrounding His power. We know God in this world is hidden. It wasn't so many years ago because He's only four and a half. But I said to my son, it was late at night, I said to him, Chil, you know, I said, let's say thank you to Hashem. So I don't think he said a bracha at the time. So I probably said, thank you, Hashem. And then he looks at me and he says, Abba, are you Hashem? He had no idea what he was saying. His father said to say something, so this time he decided to listen. Yeah, he listened. Abba, he looks up, you Hashem. You know, the little mind, I think he was 2.5 something, 2. He had no idea what he was saying. He was repeating, he wanted me, okay, fine, listen, I think I must have given him something. So he was in a good mood. So, I say thank you to Hashem, okay, now I'll say thank you to Hashem. What does it mean? Where's Hashem? Who's Hashem? The immature mind, he can't comprehend. Ma'oris nosan sevivas uzai, these powerful luminaries, these lights, he surrounded his throne, his power. The purpose is for what? To see Him once again. We're going up to the higher rung, the next step. And we're going through the solar system. We pass the whole physical universe, and now we're in the metaphysical, the spiritual, the world of the malachim. And we try to see Hashem as much as possible with a mature mind. And look out there, look at the nature, look at the creations, and see that there is a God. And when one wants to see God, he can look in the mirror. Not God forbid to say He is God, but look at that being. He wants to see a miracle? The human body. Once again, he doesn't have to drive all the way to Niagara Falls. Doesn't have to go to who knows where. You can look at the banana. You look at the fruit, the watermelon, that when it's ripe, it's nice and beautiful, pinkish reddish. The meat of the watermelon, that's the part to eat. Then there's a layer beneath the red part that's whitish. And that part we don't need anymore. And then we have the greenish skin. And we should definitely stop before that. And I try to tell this to my daughter. When I look at it and that green part's almost gone, if I turn my head for a quick second. And Hashem is telling us, no, you eat the red part. The beautiful red color. The bright color, the white, that's the warning signal. Don't eat that anymore. Imagine if the red and white were the same color, and the person would just eat it, and it's not healthy. It's not good for the system. Hashem is telling us, no. I see my hand right here and there. You can see by the watermelon. And by all the fruits that exist in the world are there so we can see Kavod Lishmoy. We can see God's glory. We can see that He exists. So once again, we're now on the metaphysical, in the spiritual world, the world of the Malachim, Pinot, Sivav, Kedoshim. We're following the Aleph Beis, and we'll discuss that more at length in a minute. Pinot, Sivav, Kedoshim, Rameh Shakai, the masters, the officers of His spiritual hosts, those holy beings, are the ones who praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Shakai. Only the Malachim can comprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this high level as Shakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He said, Shama le'olam, le'olam oydai. He announced to His world, enough. The world, and when He was creating it, was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Until Hashem said, die. Enough. The Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis, Zimun Aleph, tells us, B'shar Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'olam, Hayam Marchi v'hoilich, and Shigar Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'midoi. The world is getting bigger and bigger, expanding, until God demanded that it stop. We as humans have this limited perception. But the Malachim see it on a higher level, on a different level. We use telescopes, we use different instruments to see the far galaxies, space, the universe. But we don't realize and see it from a bird's eye view. We only see it from where we're standing and look out. The Malachim see it from a bird's eye view. And they praise Hashem with that perspective. And that's why when they see everything, they constantly relate to the honor, the glory, the greatness of God, and the sanctity, and they say, Tamid Mesaprim Kavod Kel Ukdushosoy. They constantly relate to the honor of God and His sanctity. Because they are on that high, elevated level and see the great power, the closeness of God. And we reach the highest point on this ladder, which spans the human, materialistic world, all the way up to the spiritual world. And since it's only the Malachim who live forever, so they are the ones who are Tamid Misaprim Kivoyi Keluk Dushosai, they are the ones who constantly tell of the glory of the Almighty and His holiness. However, as great as these Malachim are, they are limited. They are limited because they have no free will. And that is the gift that Hashem has given us. This gift of free will. And then the tefillah continues and changes gears now. Tisborach Hashem Elokeinu Ashevach Maaseh Yedecho V'al Ma'ari Or She'osisi Furuch Hasela. And it comes back now to the human being praising God. And the next tefillah, Tisborach Tzurein Malkeinu V'goy Aleinu Bayri Kedoshim, is a reference to what? To not only the human beings praising God, but to the Jewish nation. That close relationship. Praising God. Let's hold here for now and come back with the question we began with. And there's a simple question. What's the emphasis? What's the need? We've seen this in the past in other tefillahs and Ashrei. To have the Aleph Beis by the tefillah. Why do we have this here as well? And to that we turn to the Sefer Avodah Shebaleiv, who brings down from a commentary, which is brought from the Gra, the Avnei Leyo, the Vilna Goin, and explains that this that we that the Chazal, they organized Anshe Knesset Gedolah, this tefillah, Kel Baruch Gedol Deyo, with the Aleph Beis, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, of Yotzer Or, of Chol during the weekday, as well as Kel Odoin on Shabbos, we also have a 22 letter Aleph Beis form of tefillah, to come to tell us a point. And this point is a point, a matter of life and death, for us to internalize this into our system. And when I say life and death, I don't mean that anything less than what I'm saying, life and death. And I have to tell you something, before we continue. As my friends in front of me, and as my friends, those who listen to these shiurim that are taped. The next part of what we're about to say has powerful connotations. And some of it which we've mentioned already in the past, and in Yemei Hashem we will mention more in the future, and we will say a very difficult story, a difficult story to relate to. And there are those who might not want to say these words because they might feel that one doesn't talk like this to regular people. But I want to say something. People who come to a shir like this, they're not regular people. And I want to say something else. Even if a person is a regular person, it's important for him to hear the following words that we're about to say. Because we have to always realize that there is this ladder. And we have to realize to climb the ladder. And we have to realize not to stay in a stagnant state where we are in life. In business, if one is making the same amount of money as he made the year before, he's not doing good. He's not doing well. He's always going up. In business, person is always looking to make a better product. Is that correct? This is our business of spiritual world. We're here for a short time in this world. And as we know that this world is the hallway for the world to come, for ultimate eternity. That's not this world, that's the world to come. So what is it, the message that I want to say? That the reason why we have the Aleph Beis here is to come to emphasize the fact that the world will not exist and was created for one main reason. For Limud HaTorah. As the Pasuk says, and we landed at the end of last week's Haftorah, Imloi Brisi Yoim Valaylo Chukos Shemayim Varas Lo Samti. From this Pasuk we learn out this covenant that God gave us, that the heavens and the earth will only exist if there is Limud HaTorah, if there is learning of God's Torah. This Friday night when we say Kiddush, and we say Yoim Hashishi, Vayechulu Hashemayim V'Oretz. On that sixth day, Yoim Hashishi, the Gemara in Shabbos asks a question. Just say Yoim Shishi, the sixth day. What's Yoim Hashishi, that hey, the prefix with that letter hey? And the Gemara tells us because Hashem made a condition with another sixth day that will exist in the future. That didn't happen yet. But in God's eyes, it did happen. What is that other sixth day? Hashem made a condition with the sixth day of the creation and the sixth day of Sivan, which is the day when Hashem gave us the Torah, when we received the Torah. And Hashem said as follows, if we accept the Torah, that sixth day of creation, Yom HaShishi, when God finished and created the whole entire world, it will exist. It will exist in everything that preceded it. The fifth, the fourth, the third, the second, and the first. All those days will exist as well. But if God forbid that sixth day of Sivan will not exist, and we will not accept the Torah, creation would not exist as well. This is a deeper meaning. It's brought down here in the Sefer. I'll just say it with some words, not to claim to definitely understand it in its entirety. But it does relate to this parsha, which I found in Siyata D'Shemayim, help from Shemayim, that here we're discussing this part of the Tefillah, and we're discussing Bezalel as well. Bezalel, we know, is the one who built the Mishkan. And Chazal tell us, our sages tell us, he was able to put together the letters of the Aleph Beis, and he knew how to form these letters in the same way that the heavens and earth were created, and relate to the Mishkan, and create it in such a way that it relates to the world as well. Similar to the fact when Adam, when he named the animals, he knew each animal, its makeup, its nature, its performance, how to call it, and what it means, and how to relate to it with the Aleph Beis, with those letters, those holy letters. But let's go back to the first pshat, the first explanation which we mentioned. And we said that the Kel Baruch Gedol Deyo, this Tefillah, has 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, and to emphasize that Shemayim Va'aretz, the heavens and the earth, would not exist if not for the constant Limud HaTorah, the constant study of Torah. We've discussed this in the past, but I want to ask the question again. Why is there so much emphasis on this mitzvah? We have 613 mitzvahs, 613 commandments. As a child growing up, I asked this question. There's chesed, there's kindness, which people talk about. There's tefillah, which we daven, of course. But why is this the overwhelming number one mitzvah? So, the simple explanation, of course. We say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the Limud Torah, is the greatest mitzvah. So if we're told it's the greatest mitzvah, so discuss it the most, do it the most. Sounds right. Okay. The Gemara tells us, the Rambam brings us down as well, that Torah is maybe l'idei ma'isa. By learning, brings us to action. The person has the question in front of him, should he focus on doing, or should he focus on learning? And we're saying this in general terms. The main focus should be on focus on learning. Because the learning will bring him to do. But eventually, if he's just focusing on doing, he's not going to do either. It's going to die down. Besides the fact that when he learns, he'll know what to do. Without the learning, how does he know what to do? He thinks he knows what he's doing because from his own mind. But we need the instruction booklet in front of us to tell us what to do. So that's the basic, simple understanding. And the truth is, we could stop here. We've said a lot. We can review it. I think we'll be fine for that as well. But I think we should continue. We have some more time. In the Yeshiva Volozhin, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, one of the main students of the Vilna Gaon, he had a 24-hour learning system. and there was always there were always talmidim, always students learning 24 hours a day. They had different shifts. No matter what hour of the night, there were always people learning the yeshiva. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet, the fourth gate, he devotes that whole entire shar, that whole entire gate. There are four gates in this Sefer. That's called Shar HaTorah, the gate of Torah. And he elaborates by bringing down sources from all over about the importance of learning Torah, and unfortunately what might transpire, what might happen if one does not. And he goes at great length to discuss that our existence as a nation is dependent on Limud HaTorah. And if we have tzoras, problems like we have today with our brethren in Eretz Yisrael, and if we think we're fine here in America, that's part of the problem. With the assimilation rate just growing by every single second of our days, and we become so assimilated we don't even realize we're assimilated. And it doesn't just mean a person marries out of the religion. He could be a religious Jew following God's laws, not even realizing how he's part of the culture of his society. With the bombs flying over in Eretz Yisrael, with the fact that they want to give back Jerusalem, whatever they want to do, Rav Chaim Volozhiner elaborates, and he tells us that we here in Bala Cynwyd, we here in New York, in California, Australia, wherever we might be, in Eretz Yisrael, we affect and we relate and we cause things to run well or, God forbid, not to function in proper ways. And to be very straightforward and not to be ambiguous, he says that we can cause a positive effect by our study, our enhancement of our studying of Torah, or we, God forbid, can cause a negative effect. Miles and miles and hundreds of thousands of miles away, we can be responsible for the positive or, God forbid, the negative. We will daven Maariv in a few minutes. We will say the words Ki Hein Chayenu V'Oirech Yomeinu Uvahem Nehege Yoimam V'Laylo. Ki Hein Chayenu V'Oirech Yomeinu. They are our life. What's they? We're talking about Limud HaTorah, studying the Torah. The Torah is oxygen. Literally, it's oxygen. If a person has ever been felt claustrophobic, imagine if someone's pulling, wants to take away his oxygen. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants to do. He wants to make sure that we don't study properly. He wants to make sure we don't study on a regular basis. Because it doesn't just affect us. It's not just a knowledge, a science, a biology, a math. That's not just what it is. It's a relationship to God. It affects the whole entire world. Talmud Torah connected kulam. Every other mitzvah is a physical entity which we sanctify. The Torah itself is kulay ruchnius, is all spiritual. This is the story I mentioned that we're going to say now. A few weeks ago, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn, passed away. This man was non-stop learning. After he had his heart attack, years ago, back in the Beis Medrash as soon as possible. I mentioned the story how it was known that he was the first one in the Beis Medrash. So my friend heard about this. He's a bit of a character. He said, let me see if it's true. He figures, I'll be the first one to Beis Medrash. So he gets up there, wakes up early one morning, but not early enough, because he was the second one. Around, I think a year and a half ago, I don't remember exactly when it was, there was a tremendous tragedy that took place. A 12-year-old girl hit by a car, the daughter of a Rosh Yeshiva of Ozbound, and she didn't make it. I heard this story from a Talmud, a student of Ozbound, the Rosh Yeshiva of Riverdale, and we can't imagine, and we should never hear of tragedies, God forbid. And people came to comfort the mourner, and he was very despondent. Shmuel Birnbaum came, and I heard over that Shmuel spoke to him and was able to mechazik him, to speak with him and strengthen him. What did he tell him? Shmuel told him that what took place with your daughter, the fact that the car hit her with this accident, it's because the Yetzirah wants to get to you and wants you to stop learning. Now, who's Shmuel Birnbaum to say this? It's a big Rosh Yeshiva. But unfortunately, it goes further. Because he said, Shmuel said, he tried it with me as well. Shmuel Birnbaum had a son who was accidentally killed when he was in Israel. And Shmuel said, he tried me with me once. He took away one of my children. And he figured he'd get me to stop learning. But it didn't work. And he tried a second time, and he lost another son. Married man. To cancer. And he told him, he tried a second time. And it didn't work. And he continued plugging away and continued learning. His whole being, the stories are being said over no matter what hour of the night, when hour of the day. I just heard a story that after a fast, when every normal human being looks at his clock and watch and sees what time, how much more time we have, once he do this, as soon as Shachris is over, he no one doesn't have breakfast yet anyway. But all of a sudden now it's a fast day. He's looking at his watch to see what time it is, how many more hours left. So Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, after a fast one time, was found in his study in the yeshiva. So a while after the fast was over. And the person who found him wanted to speak with the yeshiva. He said to him, yeshiva has to eat something. Response back was, I'm in the middle of a Rambam now. I'm learning the Rambam now. He wasn't thinking, looking at his clock, and he was involved with his Rambam. His whole essence was Limud HaTorah. This person didn't just learn from himself, he was the one who gave fuel for the whole entire world to exist. As the Chofetz Chaim explains, imagine there be a person who we would find out, he's the one who was our boss's boss and made sure our boss had money to give us a paycheck. And our neighbors, and our friends, and the whole congregation. And it's this one individual, and not in one city, but in dozens and dozens and hundreds and thousands of cities. How much appreciation we have to give back to this person. That's what Limud Torah does. It gives to us. It protects us. This Talmud Torah is connected kulam. This is the greatest mitzvah. This is what Talmud Torah is. And that's what Shmuel Berman told of Ozbound, when he was sitting Shiva for his daughter. He tried once. He tried a second time. And he had other tsaras as well, other suffering he went through in his life. What's the message we're saying here? Kel Baruch Dol Deya, it's brought out in the Aleph Beis when we daven, when we say these words. The emphasis is to strengthen our adherence to the study of Torah. And if we can't study Torah on a regular basis, we should ask ourselves why not. And when we're doing things in the mundane world, we should ask ourselves another question. Masai Echsar Limud Torah. When will I merit to go back to learn to study Torah? We live in the physical world. We have to do things. To fill up gas in the car. It's expensive. Okay, you still have to do it. But when a person is asking himself this question, when will I return to go back to learn? As the Vilna Gaon says, a person should have this mindset and ask himself this question. When will I return to go back to learn? So when he finds himself sitting down and has that free moment, he'll go back and learn. He'll use his time properly. And the protection, the shield of Klal Yisrael is dependent on Limud HaTorah. And if, God forbid, we weaken our Limud HaTorah, our study of the Torah, so that Hashem brings us the enemy. As it says, when Amalek came to fight us, it says that he met us in the town of Rephidim. And the sages tell us, they looked all over the maps. Maybe they Googled it, whatever they did. He said, no town Rephidim. What does it mean, Rephidim? Our sages say, Shirofu Yudeim B'Torah, they weakened their study of Torah. They weakened their hands in the study of Torah. Hashem brought the enemy. That's the way the world functions. As we mentioned from the Ramban and the Achmaris, and where this will end, when we perform the mitzvahs properly, we're protected. And we don't. God forbid. Hashem gives us the wake-up call. If there's ever a time when we need this wake-up call, it's this month that precedes the actual adherence to the mitzvah of Purim. When by the Nes of Purim, Haman, Achashverosh, our enemies, they wanted to wipe us out totally. We have to realize we have enemies today. And it's through davening and tefillah, davening and Torah, that protected us and saved us. And it's through those same ways which we'll be protected and saved in our generation today. In Mitzvah Hashem, we should strengthen our study of Torah. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we should strengthen our tefillah and our chesed and our tzedakah and our support of Torah as much as possible. And that way, Hashem should take away these evil decrees. And the rockets, the missiles should stop flying. And we should see it rebuilt based on Midrash Mehera V'Yameinu.